Did you enter the Big Fatty fan contest that he's going to read during the halftime of the Super Bowl?
No, I forgot. And why did he always has the deadline the Friday before the Super Bowl? And this time it was a week before.
Oh, are you the guy that wrote that in the comments? Oh.
No, but I agree. I agree with that person.
Here's the thing. I called in. I voted for Bacon. So hopefully, hope she wins.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Did you enter Big Fatty?
No, I forgot. And
yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4689. The BFO for Thursday, the 29th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which included a little window shopping. Big Fatty. Hello, Apple Snackers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Thursday is going well. Y'all, you apple snackers today, because y'all, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming, and I know that Moose P monitors this just like I do, but y'all, over the past, I don't know, I'll say week to 10 days, lots of the apps on the iPhone, you know, there were updates to them, updates, just more than normal, and y'all, whenever that starts occurring, you know, it can't be long until a new Apple Snack update comes along. And y'all, that's exactly what happened Tuesday night. Y'all, I had just finished... I'll get more into it when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Farty, Big Fatty. What that music means. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, you've only got two more days, today, Thursday, and Friday, to get your entry in to become Big Fatty's number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, it's as simple as pie. Just send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, put number one fan in the subject line, and then in 25 words or less, y'all, doesn't have to make a bit of sense, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. Big Fatty, anyone wanting to be the number one fan doesn't make a bit of sense. It's true. Y'all, it's one entry per person, and everybody's eligible except the Laughing Buddha. He's the outgoing number one fan. Y'all, you have until 6 p.m. in the evening on Friday, the 30th of January. And y'all, that's Eastern Standard Time, the only time zone that matters. Big Fatty, I hear the clock ticking. Somebody playing the slapstick? It sounds like it, doesn't it? But y'all, this is another one of those versions of Hello Anywhere. Y'all, this is just kind of the soothing and quiet version. It's just kind of we'll call it the soothing and quiet version. Yes, but he already said that. It's true. But y'all, I like it. And, you know, I'm a big fan of taking the words out of different pieces of advertising music and things like that. So, y'all, hopefully you're enjoying it. Well, it doesn't really matter. I am enjoying it. Yes, Big Fatty, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you last night, y'all, I just peddled around here at the villa. y'all, it was going to go down to around freezing on Tuesday night, and drip the pipes a little bit, and all in all, it was not, and I slept much better because y'all, I opened the window like I had before, and y'all, I got a 98 on my sleep score. But before I went to bed, y'all, I did watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas, and y'all, I like him, and so I'm going to give that David Manure another opportunity as well. But sorry, Tony. They refer to him as MAGA leaning Tony DeCopel. But anyway, let's see, what was I saying? after I watched the news, then I just piddled around a little bit and watched the Jeopardy. I know what I was doing while the wheel was on after the news and before the Jeopardy. Y'all, I did a little window shopping. You know, Big Fatty has a collection of the Merman and Poke the Bear. Little figurines, and y'all, I'm just going to pull up, let's see, it's decembre diamonds.com, and y'all, I'm going to go over here to the collectible ointments and the Poke the Bear. Y'all, I wanted to see what the new ones were going to be for 20 and 26, and y'all, there are a couple of them that I think I might decide to get. There's one that's a thruple, but I don't need that one. But y'all, there's one, it's the pitcher bear, and y'all, he's got a baseball baseball cap, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty loves the sports ball. And y'all, then there's one, it's the gladiator bear, and y'all, he's got on the special sandals and the Roman kilt and the harness and the what are those called, the cuff things, I don't remember what they are, but y'all, that one's kind of nice too. Yes, Big Fatty, touching yourself, are you? Well, anyway, y'all, there was used to be a quiz program that the Vanna White person on that show dressed in a gladiator outfit. Y'all, I don't remember the name of it. I really like those two. So, Holly, you may be getting an order from Big Fatty here soon. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, you want to just go ahead and tell him to order it for you now? Well, okay, go ahead. And so I did that. Then I watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, then I turned the TV machine off, and it was time to do a little reading. Now, y'all, you know I'm reading Elfie, which is the younger years of Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West. And y'all, she has gone on a journey. Her family, they're living in the Ovals, in that south of the Emerald City. And she and the lady that they're renting from, they go over to, I don't remember the name of the place, but they go looking for the glass blower that evidently fathered Shell with Evie's, not Evie, uh, what's her name? Elvira. No, it's not Elvira. It's Elphaba. And y'all, they go over there, and there's an old glass blower there that he remembered the guy. His name was Pudentane, I think. No, that wasn't what his name was, but anyway, it'll come to me. He had an interest in Elphaba because, you know, she's green, and she had an aura about her, and so he had this round orb. I don't remember how big it was, but he wanted Elphaba to look at it because, you know, most people just look and they see their reflection, but chosen people are able to look at it and see other things. And y'all, she was looking into it, and y'all, she saw her mother. She saw her mother in there, and it surprised her, and the others couldn't see it or anything like that. But anyway, the man thought that you know, she might be trouble, but he says, I can tell you from my years of experience, you will have. She wanted Elphaba wanted to take the glow, the ball with her, and he says, no, you can't have it. But and she wanted to buy it, and that she didn't have any money, so she couldn't buy it. But anyway, he says, one day you will have one of these, and you will be able look into it and see things. And y'all, this is a foreshadowing of the crystal ball there in the witch's castle, you know, where Dorothy is sitting beside it, and all of a sudden you hear Annie M. Dorothy! Dorothy! I'm here, Annie M., I'm here! And you know, then all of a sudden the Wicked Witch is, Auntie M., Auntie M., I'll get your Auntie M. I kind of left it right there. Y'all, they're having some kind of celebration where people are wearing wings and things like that in this town. It's a little strange, but y'all, it really does set the groundwork for everything that comes after that. And y'all, that's today's book report. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, when I was finishing that up, that's when all the Apple Snack updates started. So I updated the absorbent iPad and the iPhone and the computer, you know, the MacBook Air, and the Apple clock. I have not done the Apple TV machine yet because I didn't have it in me. And y'all, I crawled in that bed, slept like a baby. I mentioned that. Y'all got up. I don't know. It was right at 7 a.m. in the morning. Miss Gail King had started a couple of minutes before me, but got up, had my coffee, read my newspaper. Didn't do the puzzles, though, because, y'all, I had to hop in the share because y'all had to go to the vampire. Went to the vampire and, y'all, they just took it out of me. I'm happy to say it was not brown gravy this time. And, from there, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it, y'all, as I do on Hump Day. Y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all, the Nip was under the weather, so he asked me to pick up a couple of gallons of the lactate fat-free milk, so I did that. Y'all, I mainly they had the frozen scrimps already cooked on sale. Buy one, get one free. A big bag of them. And they had something new in the papayad food area. Not cooked, but papayad. It was mini crab cakes. Y'all, they didn't have either one of them. So those were the two things that I was really looking forward to getting. But y'all, I picked up a couple of things. None of them, except for this. Y'all, I picked up a head of green cabbage. Y'all, then the rest of it was just crap. Y'all, they had Ozark praline pecans on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. And y'all, they had some closeout M&M peanut. It was the Nutcracker flavor. Big fatty. And then they had the Sun Chips on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got one of the regular and one of Honey Barbecue. I hadn't seen those before, so I got that. Y'all, I only spent $26.99, but I saved $12.75. And Big Fatty, $14 of that was for the Nymph's milk. It's true. And y'all, I went by and got Earl Grey Worst and then came home and put away my provisions. Then I was off. Was off on my nipple walk, just did Fat Acres, but y'all, it was warm enough to do that, and I think it got to 53 today, so the sun felt good, and y'all, then I came back here and got ready to start recording, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, this was a new gentleman caller. He had inquired with Big Fatty about the special chaya. He had never experienced the special chaya, but he was interested. Y'all, 30-year-old, somebody you'd kind of see out hunting or something. He had on his camouflage, evidently does work outside, because y'all, he's bundled up like an Eskimo. And y'all, he came over and y'all, let's just say this. There was a wet cleanup on aisle four. Yes, Big Fatty. So, it was delightful for both of us. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all got a testimonium from young Jonathan. You know, he's moved up there to the New York City. New York City, it's true. And he seemed to be in good spirits, but y'all, he's showing lots of snow and cold temperatures up there. Yes, Big Betty. But he seems to be adjusting quite well. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And gentlemen, is there anything that you think shouldn't be mentioned on the BFO?
Did you enter Big Fatty?
No, I forgot. And
oh, well, you... Well, that gentleman caller certainly couldn't say that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.